Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team. We're scheduled to be joined by Warren Sharp, great NFL analyst, founder of Sharp Football Analysis. He should be with us soon.
I think he's calling now. But by the way, did you see that the Nats are sending their number one pick, Eli Willits, to Fredericksburg?
Ah.
Which I think is actually a little higher than maybe people had anticipated for his first assignment.
Part of the Fred Nats.
Might have to go down there.
Very good. Very good.
Check him out.
Yep. I did see Dylan Cruz. We get this email from their PR. He went 1-for-3 with a double, RBI yesterday, but he's 8-for-25, 2 doubles, a triple, 2 home runs, 7 RBIs in his last 8 games.
All right, that works.
All right, let's head now to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Warren Sharp, NFL analyst, founder of Sharp Football Analysis. You can check out his 2025 NFL preview on sharpfootballanalysis.com, and he's also big now on YouTube as well. He's in that game as nice. Well, what's up, Warren? How are you?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you doing?
We are doing well. Did you think that we would be at this point with Terry McLaurin on Thursday, August 21st, a hold in, still trying to angle for a contract extension? I thought he'd be signed by training camp. I'm stunned by the fact that we're almost into September. Real games are right around the corner, and Terry McLaurin still not practicing with the team. Are you kind of stunned by the developments or lack thereof?
Well, we know that deadlines drive decisions, and so there's a very good chance that this still gets done, just in my opinion, based upon experience watching things. But I am surprised that we are still here, given the fact that Terry has admitted he wants to be here. He's played his career here. And the money that's being floated around that he's asking, and now I was reading an article yesterday that's saying it's reaffirmed that they were hearing that he is actually looking for DK Metcalf, slightly north of DK Metcalf money. And there's only 3 receivers that are making north of DK Metcalf money, and that's CD Lamb, Justin Jefferson, and Ja'Marr Chase. And I don't view Terry McLaurin in their echelon at all. So I just don't think that he is getting the right advice for what he is worth. And maybe they're just too dug in at this point, but it certainly is a little bit surprising.
I think they might be a little too dug in. I mean, I wish him the best, but that's the thing that's so shocking to me is there seems to be very little movement.
Yeah. And look, I mean, we obviously know what Terry McLaurin has contributed to the team and the value that he adds to the team. And, you know, they will be missing him if they can't come up with a deal. The crazy thing about it, you know, I was double checking the numbers today of passes over 20 yards down the field. Terry McLaurin leads the entire NFL in percentage of team targets. 51% of the Commanders' targets last year that were thrown beyond 20 yards downfield went to Terry McLaurin. There's not another receiver in the NFL who had a higher target share of their overall team targets. I mean, he's obviously quite valuable to the team, and I don't believe Deebo Samuel is anything close to a one-for-one replacement based upon the way Deebo plays the game and the way that Cliff Kingsbury is planning on using Deebo Samuel. So the Commanders will be losing somebody pretty important to their scheme if Terry McLaurin is not on the team this season. But that said, I mean, there's the contractual element to this, and there's the upside that you have a young quarterback that you're not paying a lot of money. You have a lot of options, and maybe they want to do something else next season. I really don't know where they're going to go from here if they don't get Terry for the 2025 season.
So I saw you tweet about the 49ers and how they've been snake bitten by health. And when they're actually healthy, they go to at least like NFC championship games, Super Bowls. So it kind of makes it hard to predict. They still have like this great talent, but injuries have really besieged them for 5 or 6 years now, right?
Yeah, it's been something that I would have never thought a team would be dealing with this many injuries. And what's funny, although Matthew Stafford is banged up right now, we'll see where he ends up going from here. When you look at the difference between two teams in California, both coaches are really good friends with regard to Kyle Shanahan and the LA Rams head coach, Sean McVay. Sean McVay's team has been extremely healthy, and Kyle Shanahan's team has been top five most injured in, I believe, more years than they've been outside the top five in injuries since 2018. They've been number four most injured, number one most injured, number three most injured, and number one most injured in four out of those seven seasons. Mm. And like you said, the one year that they were really in good shape, they went to the Super Bowl and lost it. That was in 2023. And, you know, there's obviously with their luck, there was no way they were going back to back. They were the number one most injured team last year in 2024. It's tough. It's tough to win games when you don't have the players that you signed to deals, because that's money out the door that you're not getting back. You can't replace it. Backups need to step up. And Kyle Shanahan's done as good of a job as any coach at trying to get guys to play well in his scheme. And there have been very few years that they've just been abominations out there when he's been coach of the San Francisco 49ers. But hopefully they'll get back on track soon.
Warren, what's your best guess about J.J. McCarthy? Can he step right in and keep the Vikings afloat as a playoff team? We saw what Sam Darnold did there last year. I mean, nobody expected that sort of performance from him. He moves on now. He's in Seattle. Can McCarthy, in year two, kind of give a poor man Sam Darnold performance for the Vikings in 2025?
I think he can. There's going to be some limitations, and it's not going to look like it looked last season. The interesting question that I have for the Minnesota Vikings this year is just how aggressive does their coach, and the reason I think it can is because of their coach, Kevin O'Connell, because I think he's great. But the question is, how aggressive do they get from a play-calling perspective early in games? Because this is a team that scored, I believe, the number two most first-quarter points last year. They led at halftime in among the most games of any team in the NFL. That makes life very easy on a quarterback in the second half when they're playing from ahead. That makes life easier on a play caller who doesn't have to call such aggressive plays for a quarterback who's trailing. J.J. McCarthy is going to need those crutches as much as possible. But if they don't build those leads like they were doing last year early in games, because they're being a little bit more conservative with J.J. McCarthy, then this team is going to be fighting tooth and nail in the third and fourth quarter. He's going to be getting blitzed far more frequently, and it's going to be a less advantageous situation for the Vikings. So that's the biggest question that I have with them. Obviously, there's going to be a read recognition talent type drop off because he doesn't have quite the level of experience at this level as Sam Darnold did. But and Sam Darnold got away with so many throws last year, if you remember watching those games. So many theoretically interceptable passes that were not intercepted by the defense. Mm-hmm. Some lucky bounces, some lucky breaks, some great efficiency, all-time career best efficiency throwing the ball 20 yards down the field from Sam Darnold last year. J.J. McCarthy, we should not expect that to happen year one. So it's going to be more difficult, but I do think because of the coaching and the scheme that he's in, he's going to settle down and play relatively well, all things being considered.
Talking to Warren Sharp, NFL analyst, you can check out his 2025 NFL preview on sharpfootballanalysis.com. I saw that you were talking about how important it is to be under center for Caleb Williams versus last season when he was in shotgun 87% of the time. I don't know the numbers. You would know the numbers for Jaden Daniels here in Washington. Tell us why it'll work better for Caleb to be under center more, because it seems like Jaden's in shotgun a ton too.
Jaden is in shotgun a lot, and that's Cliff Kingsbury's scheme, and it works for Cliff. The difference being that in Chicago, they have a new head coach, and he's Ben Johnson. He came from Detroit, and one of the biggest things that they did in Detroit was utilize more under center last year. The highest rates of under center snaps that we have seen in the NFL since 2021. And as a result, it makes everything look similar. Like runs look like passes. Passes look like runs, especially when you're utilizing a little bit more heavy personnel to do this out of. The defense is caught off guard. They don't know what's coming. And I think the reason that they pivoted, that Ben Johnson pivoted to doing that, was because they saw the efficiency that Jared Goff had when he threw out of shotgun in 2023. And they wanted to find a way to get him to, under center, with play action. They saw the efficiency he was getting out of play action. They wanted to find a way to introduce a little bit more play action to the game. And the way to do that is play a little bit more under center. So they ramped up their under center rates in 2024. That is exactly what they're going to bring to Chicago. And we saw last year, Caleb Williams really struggle when he even attempted to use play action, and they almost were always using shotgun. Now this is going to be an offense that's going to play a lot more under center, but they're going to play under center in a better way with this new scheme. And I really think it's going to ramp up the efficiency that Caleb Williams gets when he throws the ball out of play action. And I think that's going to raise the whole floor of the Chicago Bears passing attack, is just the fact that they've got an expert in there now who's going to get them under center more to confuse the defense pre-snap, use play action, which confuses the defense post-snap, and Caleb Williams is going to have a lot more success as a result. So I'm really excited to see that unfold here. By the way, real quick, you guys mentioned the book. I do have a special coupon code. Anybody who's listening, if they go to that link, sharpfootballanalysis.com. If you use the code JUNKIES, you'll get the book for only $1. And that will last until the beginning of the season. But this is 585 pages. I spent months working on this book, 32 team chapters previewing the season. We are coming into the season very close. Guys don't have a lot of time to read the book, so I don't expect them to pay full price right now. You can get it instead of $35 just for $1 with the code JUNKIES.
That is, I mean, I'm buying it.
By my math, that's like 99% off, Warren. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a crazy deal.
Well, we got to get people. People are running into their fantasy drafts. There's tons of information for fantasy drafts in the book as well. So there's good.
I know what I'm spending a dollar on today.
Who do you like on the Commanders fantasy-wise now with Brian Robinson most likely on the way out?
Well, the crazy part is we obviously saw your new running back go ramping up the draft boards in JCM. So the value isn't there quite as much. But look, I still think this is going to be a team. You got to look at Jaden Daniels running quarterbacks in today's NFL. He found a way to keep himself relatively healthy. He's got a new left tackle. I think obviously he's the cream of the crop in terms of quarterbacks. I'd rank him right there, top three in terms of quarterbacks. So I'd be looking at him. And of course, I think this is a team that is going to probably be throwing the football more in 2025, simply because I don't think they're going to go 12-5. I don't think they're going to convert as often on fourth downs. I don't think they're going to have as much success in some of these late situations. They may not build leads as much as they did, and they're playing a much more difficult schedule this year overall, especially of opposing quarterbacks. So they're going to have to put up points, and that's not going to come as much from the running game as it will the passing game. I had already, guys, just so you know, for my clients, I had already given out Brian Robinson under on rushing yards because of all of those reasons I just shared. I bet him under 750.5 rushing yards like a month and a half ago. So I don't know where he ends up now. Obviously, I hope he doesn't go to a team where he's going to be the running back one and then get over 750.5 rushing yards. But I think the backfield is a little tricky, especially with the way that JCM has moved up the board right now. I don't know that he's great value. Of course, Washington, D.C., like locals, are going to want to get as many Commanders on the roster as they can. And so I understand if you might reach for him.
Warren, you talked at Sharp Football about Anthony Richardson. You gave a really detailed breakdown of just some of the shockingly bad numbers since he's been playing for the Colts. Where do you think is a good landing spot for him? And do you see Shane Steichen like using him in goal line packages just to keep him kind of involved? Like, what do you think the future holds for Anthony Richardson, either in Indy or somewhere else?
That's a great question. It's really hard to say because when they made the pivot, they mentioned, that this is going to, we don't want to have a short leash on Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. And I will add, if you follow me on X, I definitely told people pretty clearly why I thought that Anthony Richardson was not going to be the guy in Indy. And I was betting on that. I bet Daniel Jones to be the starter like 3 months ago. But the issue was the public and everybody else was betting on Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson moved up to like minus 350 favorite to be the starter. Daniel Jones was the decided underdog. But I just, based on what the coach was talking about and the fact that he wanted continuity, he wanted just the capability of being consistent from his quarterback, and that includes making the right checks and all of those other things, I just felt like Daniel Jones was the truer professional, had that experience, and was going to excel in that regard. I was surprised Daniel Jones didn't look decidedly better throwing the ball in camp, but Anthony Richardson does have the much bigger arm, makes the much bigger splash plays down the field than Daniel Jones does. I truly don't know. I mean, your idea is great. Utilize him in goal line packages. Is he going to buy into that? His agent seems very involved at this point, criticizing and coming out and criticizing the team. Would his agent want him to be just used as like some sort of mobile Tim Tebow type goal line quarterback this year in Indy? Or would they demand like you could start him or not, but we're not going to just be used in as to be a running back, basically a glorified running back at the goal line. So while that would help the Colts win games more, I don't know if he's going to agree to a role like that. And where else could he have success? I'm honestly not sure, because if you look at Shane Steichen came from the Philadelphia Eagles. He called plays for Jalen Hurts. He designed an offense for Jalen Hurts, a mobile quarterback who could utilize his legs and run the football. He brought that same design and ideas to Indy. They designed this offense for Anthony Richardson to excel in. People make the mistake of saying that, oh, well, Anthony Richardson only played 15 games. He didn't get enough time. He was there for over two full years as the quarterback number one, took all the reps in camp, and still was making elementary mistakes in his third season in the same offense that was basically handpicked, hand-tailored to make him look like a good quarterback. And I think the coaching staff between the quarterback coach and the head coach who's calling his plays threw their hands up and like, we can't get it through to this guy. And so if you say that's not having success in Indy with that type of build around a quarterback, you know, he's not going to go to San Francisco for the 49ers and just get plugged into Kyle Shanahan's offense and work out. I really don't know where it goes from here for him, but obviously I hope he has another chance. But statistically, he really was bad over the last couple of years, the worst in the NFL from an accuracy perspective.
Warren, let our listeners know again how they can get your 2025 NFL preview for a very, very steep discount, and also let them know how they can watch you on YouTube.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that. YouTube is just go to Sharp Football Analysis. We're up on YouTube now, and I'm going to be trying to give a lot of videos there over the course of the season throughout the week. And then sharpfootballanalysis.com, you can get the 2025 football preview over there for just $1 if you use the code JUNKIES, and that'll save you from $35 down to a dollar. Go buy something nice with the $34 that you're saving.
Well, I hope you have one of those data centers in Ashburn for all the traffic, because I'm guessing a lot of the listeners are going to hit up that special. That's awesome, Warren. Thanks so much for doing that, man.
I appreciate it. No problem.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate that time. That's Warren Sharp, NFL analyst, founder of Sharp Football Analysis. Get his 2025 NFL preview on sharpfootballanalysis.com. Use the code JUNKIES. The price goes from $35 to $1. It's a pretty good deal, so you should go take advantage of that. We will do EB's entertainment page when we...
Obsessed with true crime cults or conspiracy theories? Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes is a weekly podcast from Crime House and Pave Studios that dives into the darkest corners of human behavior. Every Wednesday, we uncover the true stories behind the world's most shocking crimes, deadly ideologies, and secret plots. Follow and listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Come back. It's time now for EB's entertainment page. There's no way it's going to be as entertaining as watching the snakes behind the glass staring at a woman in the alley who's waiting for an Uber.
They're
in a green dress.
They're always looking
for... Their minds.
Listen, I don't think people understand. We live in an area downtown D.C. with all these high-rises, and these creeps over there are always looking in there to see girls like working out, maybe doing yoga.
Literally, Valdez walked into the studio.
Yeah.
He rounded towards the window, and he dead stopped. okay? And he's like, that's the hottest girl I've ever seen. And then Trav comes over, Mars like peering. I'm trying to write down the promo. Bobby's is yelling at me to do the promo.
So wait a second.
Left to do the promo. Wait. I'm staring at this hot chick.
I get it. You're doing the promo. Did you look?
I gave a peek. Okay. I mean, but I wasn't.
You tried to make it seem like they're the only guys who look.
Okay, but of the four, I was the least looky of the woman in the alley.
Well, all of us were staring, and then we got caught because she looked back up at us.
Yeah, oh my God, we just got busted.
I mean, I walk into the room and Valdez, his pants are out of there because he's screaming about a woman. I mean, am I not supposed to look out the window when he's saying, look at her, look at her, look at her? Hmm. Yeah, I took a glance.
Have you guys ever seen nudity?
No.
But you definitely have at least one over there that you think is putting on a show for you sometimes. But she does some exercises.
She does yoga in front of her TV.
Yeah. You think it's for you?
No.
You kind of do.
It's a nice treat in the morning.
Has she ever looked at you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The woman in the green dress was looking at them.
How did that happen? How did she actually look up? It just bizarre.
You feel it.
She felt the eyes.
You can feel the eyes looking at you.
Well, when all the eyes are looking at her, she felt it.
Yeah.
She felt just it through the glass.
Right. Burning her skin.
When is it that you guys are always looking for the walk of shame? Like, is there a certain day that you're always looking
for?
Oh,
we do get a kick out of that. Yeah. No, it could be any day. But
like, just some girl walking out there holding her heels? Like, after a Friday?
We've actually seen some dude walk of shame.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
You've seen both.
Although it's not shame, but...
Because it's like 6:30, 7 a.m. and a girl's walking out of that building carrying her heels.
If you're carrying your heels, it's a dead giveaway, right?
Yeah, if you're wearing a cocktail dress at 6:30 in the morning and you jump in an Uber... I mean, you're not going to work.
Right. All right, Cakes, let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood entertainment. Driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand new vehicles right there on their website. Just go to it, bmwfairfax.com. When you get there, mention me, they're going to treat you like a rock star regardless. I told you when I went to the Mr. Wash that I actually took the time to vacuum. It was kind of life-changing. Because the one I go to, I'm too lazy to stop and vacuum. But if you actually take 5 minutes to do it, it's pretty life-changing.
It's good having car wash hookups.
Yeah.
It's just a good thing.
I don't think I do anymore. You do?
I mean, I kind of do.
With them or somebody else?
Somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Got my own private hustle.
Yeah, no, we're
Did you know that Drab gets his car washed at his buddy John's place? He's my buddy, too. Tennis, I just found that a little weird.
What do you mean at his
blowing
place?
Up your spot, Drab?
Why are you whoring me?
What do you mean? Like, you don't whore me nonstop.
What do you mean at his place?
I don't. His buddy, you know, we play tennis.
Place?
No, we play tennis with a guy.
Yeah, I know who he
John,
is.
John.
Yeah,
and
makes silly sandwiches.
I don't know. Drab told me one day. I was like, "You played tennis with John?" He's like, "Yeah," and he was washing my car.
You mean John? He like hand washes your car for you?
What
are you giving him sex or something? Like what's going on?
We're friends. We're friends.
I would never wash my friend's car.
He does the washing. I thought this is
he
like,
hand washed your car.
Nuh-uh. This can't be real,
dude.
What
kind of relationship
is he
got
doing
going
it in
on
a bikini? Is it a bikini car wash?
No, his girl's there.
Does he let you make out with his girl?
No. We're all friends. I go over to his house. We hang out.
Have you ever gone to another guy's house and had your car washed?
No one's ever.
You understand. He washes his car every weekend. It's like a hobby of his.
And so he sees your car and he goes, it's dirty, dude. Let me get it.
He goes, bring it over. We'll wash it. And then I usually just kind of stand around and he critiques my methods.
Do
and
you
says
tip
you're
him?
Doing a terrible job.
Do you give him a tip? Or I mean,
no.
That he does.
No.
Just the tip.
Yeah, he makes it look good, and then
you give
that's
it to him.
That's a weird hobby.
I mean, John, look, I'll say this about John. I've played tennis with John for years, and we're friends. His cars are always, I will say, I've been in his cars a bunch of times.
Well, if you wash it every week.
They're always clean inside and clean on the outside. That's his thing, I guess.
I mean, I have guys like that. I mean, Squirrel, it's like that. His thing, it'll be 4 years old. Looks like the day he drove it out of the
lot.
Yep. This is how he keeps his car.
But I doubt he goes over to your house to get his car washed.
Mine has grass everywhere, like
beard clippings. Yeah,
everything. Nails. I mean, Twinkie wrappings. I mean, anything you can think of.
I think for the most part, if I bite my nail completely off, I try to roll my window down and
flick it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't want nails all over
the bottom. You're back to biting your nails?
Yes, I'm back. I'm fully back.
How'd you get back?
I'm not disciplined. That's how. Yeah. I'm back.
Yeah. All right. Valdez, you can hit me to this. So Brooke Hogan is claiming that some of her contacts over the police or the FBI or whatever are telling her that she needs to check out the body cam footage of when they kind of came to the house or whatever to check on Hulk the day he passed. I guess she's alleging, I think she's kind of insinuating that the wife might be in on something, right? Or not telling the truth about what happened and
right.
Why
that
Hulk
it may not
died.
Be yeah, it may not be just natural causes, that there may be some shenanigans going on.
Yeah,
you know, some foul play perhaps.
Yeah.
And maybe she's in there for a big payday and it was time to get paid.
Hey, was there any follow up? You brought this up on the entertainment page a couple weeks ago. That you said that the woman who had a sex tape with Hulk Hogan was going to release sex tapes with other people?
The woman with a sex tape with Hulk Hogan? You mean Bubba's wife?
Heather Clem.
No, I didn't know. I never heard that. I must not have been here.
I thought I got that from the entertainment page.
I mean, if Heather Clem has some sex videos out there from her heyday, I'm in. Just tell me where to go. Tell me the URL. Right? I'm there.
Yeah, you'll download Warren Sharp's book first.
I can't wait to see the guy threesome with Ned and Spice Boy.
Morgan Wallen, this is kind of weird. I guess he's just over it. He's never won a solo Grammy, okay? All right, that's fine. That happens. He's still a young artist, even though he's had a ton of hits. But I guess he's for sure not going to win now because they're not even going to submit the album. You know how we always talk about, like, people are like, oh, you might win. You can't win an Emmy, even a local Emmy. You have to submit. And it costs you money to submit. And we did it one time and didn't get it. And now I'm jaded and bitter. All right. He's not submitting his album. I'm the problem for consideration. So he's not going to win album of the year. He's not going to win, you know, song of the year, any of that stuff. Mike Marr, you're a big Morgan Wallen mark like me. Are you disappointed or you don't care?
I mean, if he doesn't care and he doesn't think, you know, they're going to give it to him, they're going to snub him again, good for him. Because, I mean, this album definitely would have won some sort of award.
He apparently declined to submit his album back in 2016. And he said, the Grammys don't seem to be representing very well for people who come from where I come from and hold down what I hold down. So I guess he's insinuating country music, I guess. I don't know. I know he also is a hip-hop fan, so maybe that's part of it. Chris Martin, Cakes, he refuses to ditch the Jumbotron cameras despite the big CEO cheating scandal.
We should be embracing it. It's not his fault. It's not his fault that dumb CEO was there with his side
piece. Isn't he basically warning people, too?
Yes,
beforehand? He goes, listen, you know, if you're not supposed to be here, we're about to scan the room here.
Yeah.
Keep doing the bit. Yeah. And I still maintain if those two dummies didn't react the way they would have reacted, I think they would have been okay.
They might have been able to get away with it.
Yeah. I mean, what are the odds somebody would have been there?
You don't remember the name of the company that he's
Astronomer.
Oh, you do remember.
It's on the headline. Yeah. Pierce Brosnan says he would consider a James Bond return, Cakes, if the director had something up his sleeve. So I don't think it would be to be James Bond at this point, right?
Oh, no. There's a lot of chatter in the Bond world that
to bring him back
and in some sort of capacity as being Bond, but the script would have to be like written for an oldster.
Right.
Yeah, he's old.
I think he's like 72.
Yeah, 72. Some 72-year-old guys are silly, though.
Sure.
I mean, he looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Right? For 72, good. Looks great.
I don't know that
Are there stunts that you have to do as a James Bond?
Definitely.
Guy? Yeah.
I don't think I've seen one Bond movie that I can think of starring Pierce Brosnan.
What? Goldeneye?
I didn't see it. My Bonds were Roger Moore. Who else?
Sean Connery.
Maybe a little bit of Sean Connery. Who followed Roger
Timothy
Moore?
Timothy Dalton.
No, definitely didn't see any with Timothy Dalton. He's way down the list.
You're forgetting the George Lazenby era.
Definitely forgetting him.
He was only
Roger
one.
Moore was by far my one.
Daniel seed. Craig.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it, but he does nothing for me. I know he does something for Drab. Maybe you can put him in boy shorts and have him wash your car over at John's house. The next time you guys get together.
Hey, Cakes. You see this celebrity name right here? I want you to read this name. She claims people... Go ahead. What's that name?
Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, you actually are saying it correctly. She's saying...
Of course I am, because I've seen her name. She's been a star for 30 years.
Well, then she's saying people mispronounce her name.
They call her Kristen.
Or they call her Kirsten. It's Kirsten. Kirsten Dunst.
I have
a list of other celebrity names that apparently we've all been mispronouncing.
All right.
You know, kind of like my...
golfer.
My golfer
Well,
guy.
Show me the name, and I'll try to pronounce it correctly.
Who's the golfer guy? Why am I not thinking of the name?
Louis Wusthuizen.
It's Wusthuizen. Everybody says Wusthuizen, but they're actually wrong.
Wusthuizen.
And some of these people say, even Kirsten says she's just given up. It's her fault. She doesn't blame people. You just give up. And that's what Louis Wusthuizen.
Wusthuizen.
Yeah.
It's not Wusthuizen.
It's not Oosty.
Wusthuizen.
Yeah, I mean, people got so annoying.
Wusthuizen.
All right, ready? All
yeah.
Right, so that's supposed to be Kirsten. How's that?
Travis Kelce?
Supposed to be Kels.
No, I don't believe that. No way.
Travis is.
I think I saw him say that at one point. He's
debated
just accepted
on the new
Kelce.
Heights podcast whether to go by Kelce or Kels, with Travis deciding to do the latter. All right, whatever.
All right. All right. I've seen him in all the Twilight flicks. Taylor Lautner. We saw him in Indianapolis.
Supposedly it's supposed to be Lautner.
Okay.
All right. Whatever.
Sure.
I know. Okay. Ready?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
look. I don't. I got to cover up.
All right. Emily Ratajkowski.
Emily. It's pronounced Ratajkowski.
Okay. If you live in Poland, baby.
All
or
right.
wherever she's from. I'm not sure where she's from.
Right. I mean...
Raven Simone?
Supposed to be Simone.
Okay.
No one, literally. All right, how about this? Very famous actor.
Brendan Fraser.
Frazier,
okay.
You said Fraser. All right, Frazier, how about this one? Last one.
I'm just going to go with Adele.
No one, you never heard anybody go, you're just guessing.
I'm just guessing.
It's supposed to be Adele.
Adele?
It's not Adele.
Okay.
It's Adele.
Adele.
Yeah, what about Jeff Bezos, CB?
How about this one?
Right,
how about this one? We've been mispronouncing this one for decades.
All right.
Just say what you know it as.
Lindsay Lohan.
It's supposed to be?
Lohan.
Lohan.
Lohan. Yeah, Lindsay Lohan. I've heard that. I still call her Lindsay Lohan. like
of course. Everybody does.
Yeah, it's just what it is.
I'm trying to see if there's any other. We do Justin Theroux. It's supposed to be Theroux.
You know what? That's Theroux.
I'm glad this entertainment page is Theroux.
Are you supposed to be Eric Bickell?
No, I'm Bickle.
Good way. You know what? I was entertained.
Thank you.
You entertained the masses.
Thank
Good job.
You. Thank
All right, you. People can close out an open line Thursday by calling us at 800-636-1067. Lines are wide open. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.
Back. Quick public service announcement. The second Cakes Classic of the month of August is tomorrow at 4 p.m. If you can join me at MGM National Harbor, we'd love to see you. I know it throws you that it's not on a Wednesday. It's Friday at 4 p.m. That's because it's part of the big tournament series. So I'd love to see you tomorrow. 4 p.m. Just don't go to work or ditch work early and come hang. Play some poker. It's that easy. Start your weekend early, kind of like Valdez is heading down to Ocean City. All right, 800-636-1067 is the number on an open line Thursday. I believe Tony is calling in from Charlotte, and he's been on for like an hour. So let's go to Tony in Charlotte. Tony, thank you for
What's
listening
up, guys?
In North Carolina.
Hey,
we appreciate that.
Hey, man, I wanted to ask, I know Casey Poo is the wing aficionado, correct?
Yes, I would qualify myself as the wings expert of the show, yes.
But JP and EB went to College Park in the 90s, right?
Yes, we did go to Cluck U.
back in the day.
Okay, so do you remember the dude that worked there that looked like Tupac?
I do not.
I mean, you cannot be serious.
Hold on. No, 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 no.
The dude.
No, Tony's right.
To work there, that dressed like, we call him Cluck Upok.
Cluck Upok.
Cluck Upok. It's okay. A great nickname.
Cluck Upok right. Was a staple in okay. College Park right. When
did
I was
have,
there.
Like, might have
had a bandana.
Yeah.
Had a bandana tied yeah, in a knot.
The bandana backwards. Yeah. Like, oh,
I might.
Stuff,
I don't know. I mean,
we were there 88 to 92. He'd be a little older.
I was there till like 95.
Got there after that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was convinced when I used to work at like Santa Fe and whatnot that that dude was Tupac forever. I thought, like, why is Tupac selling wings in College Park? I was convinced, dude. Okay. Do you remember the name of their wings? Like the level of hotness?
I don't. My Valdez
Radioactive might. Maybe was one.
So it's around that genre.
I always went mild.
They have like a nuke. Then they have like nuclear.
Maybe that's what it was.
That sounds right.
They had atomic, nuclear, and thermonuclear. Okay. I never got past.
I love when people say nuclear instead of nuclear. I do love that.
As a Bush staple.
I live in North Carolina now, so
it's all good.
I get
man.
That Southern accent. You do accent. You. So I used to live in Maryland. Now I got that Southern accent. So whatever. So.
All right, good times. Appreciate you
appreciate
of reminiscing.
It, yeah. Thanks, pal.
Hey, I'm going to tweet out a picture. I'm going to tweet out a picture of Cluck Upok.
Okay.
This is he's standing in the middle that? Of Knox Road right now.
Okay.
And it I mean, he was a big staple back when
legend.
I was in college. Legend.
CP legend.
College Park legend.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Mark in St. Pete. Mark, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junkies.
Good morning from Florida, Junks. How
Hello.
You guys doing?
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, so I'm going to do a hypothetical. Let's just say, because I don't know when your contract's up, but let's say your contract is up the end of next year, 16 months from now. So
it is.
The end of 26.
Yeah, oh, you're not perfect. Far off.
Okay. Awesome. So let's say in December of this year, you guys decide to say to your management company, hey, starting in January, we're not doing shows. Mm-hmm. We're not doing shows because we've had all these good ratings and we want a pay raise. Mm-hmm. We want it now. Mm-hmm. In that scenario, who's picking the fight? Your management company?
I know, but it's not standard in this business. Like
we would be picking the fight in your scenario,
right? But it's not.
I know, but EB keeps saying that. EB keeps
saying
it's
different.
The management
is different.
Picking the fight. Okay, it's different. Is it different for every player? Because any other player who's on the team, who's in their last year, should they all be holding out? Or it should be holding out if they had a good year, but
it's
not
just,
a bad year?
Listen, it's just the standard. I'm sorry, I didn't create the standard, but it's fairly standard that elite players going into the last year, they oftentimes are rewarded with new contracts, and they push the envelope to try to get one. It's not unusual.
Hey, when you word it that way, EB, I agree with you. But he's not an elite player. He is not. If he put up 1,600 yards last year, I'd say absolutely. And I think in that scenario, management
well, I
would
can't argue with
him.
You then. If you don't think
I think
he's
management would
special.
Be coming to him and saying, we want to give you a pay raise, not the other way around.
I think they kind of do, but they just don't want to pay him what he thinks he's worth.
Yeah. All right. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, man.
I just don't think you could compare it to regular jobs. I get it. You have a contract. You live out your contract. Unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever it is, in sports, oftentimes they have different rules. Different rules than the rest of us. All right. By the way, did Kurt ever respond with the Advil question?
Let me double check. He had not as of about 15 minutes ago.
Ask him why the 5 Advil didn't work for me.
He has not responded. I'm guessing he's probably busy with something more important than what I'm texting
him. Or you
him.
Passed on that trait because you were a slow text responder.
I mean, I think I am at times. I think at other times I respond rather quickly.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Hey, Mariella, what's up?
Yeah, that's what you just told what I called about. I literally was calling to see if Dr. Kurt had answered because you got to be careful with that stuff, guys. I mean, I used to take like way too much Excedrin and Advil.
Uh-huh.
I constantly have a headache. I think I was born with one. And the whole thing is that I woke up one morning, didn't feel good, got sick in the bathroom, and all it was blood. I spent a week in the hospital.
Wow.
Because I'd eaten a hole in an ulcer.
I understand. Yeah, don't abuse it.
No.
I get it. It's fair.
I don't.
Yeah.
Because it'll tear you up.
Right.
Even the aspirin stuff don't work. It doesn't work for me anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I know Cake so well. Once she said tear, he went straight to the machine.
What is he looking for? Thank you, Mariella. Which drop
one.
Is he looking for? Which one? Tear what?
Tearing
the butt out of me. Yeah. That one. But I can't find it.
Yeah. Mm. You lost your fastball, Cakes.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
Usually I'm pretty good with this.
Yeah, get him a caffeine pill.
Yeah, I need yes. another
caffeine. Here it is. Yeah. This is tearing the ass out of me.
Too late. Still good, though. Jerky boys always deliver. Those guys are comedic geniuses.
Do people even still do like crank calls anymore?
I don't think crank calls are still a big
really
thing.
A thing, right?
No, not in 2025.
Everything's like, if you
so
don't
you call
know
it, crank call?
Prank calls, crank call. Was it crank yet?
It's a
yeah,
prank
you can
call.
Say crank
yeah.
or prank.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's fine.
Dude, I definitely did some prank phone calls as a kid.
Well, no, now they're all like setup videos.
Yes.
Like where you go up to somebody and you annoy them, and then when they're getting ready to beat you up, they go, no, it's a prank, it's a prank. Yeah.
I still like the ones where they go to the person at the retail spot and they say some sort of name, like, but it's like, you know what I'm saying, like...
I don't know if I'm in the same Reels ecosystem as you.
Well, like something.
Hunt. I mean, you don't even know who Joey Swole is.
You know, like where somebody will say somebody's like something Hunt. I can't say it.
Oh.
Like, I like that stuff.
Yeah,
that makes me laugh. And they don't understand it.
You need to page Michael Hunt over the intercom.
Right, his name.
His first name, just use Mike instead. I get it. That's a good joke. Yeah. That's a good evergreen joke.
Somebody did something, yeah.
Still works in 2025.
Works for me, man.
Still grinding. Stuff. Still grinding with those old jokes. Gotta love it. All right, we got to get out of here. We'll see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.